Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're catching up on 17 years of me never having Bob Fletcher on air. We're tentatively setting him up for next Thursday in the third hour. He'll be on sometime with us next week, probably next Thursday. We have a special guest, by the way, on the Nightly News, and I'll tell you about that coming up in the next segment. But listen, for folks that aren't online and can't go to BobFletcherInvestigations.com to check out your films and materials and special reports there that are in text, is there a P.O. box or some other way for folks to contact you?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Guys, grab up a pencil there. It's Post Office Box 216, Bayview, B-A-Y-V-I-E-W, Idaho, 83803. That's 216 Bayview, Idaho, 83803. And drop us a note if you're not online. We'll send you a little catalog, shows you what we've been doing.
Wonderful. We've only got 4 minutes left with you, and you're on next week, graciously.
Okay.
On the world today, on all the craziness, the NDAA, I mean, everything you talk about's come true. I mean, this is crazy. What's your view in the general world, where we're headed, what the New World Order's up to?
Well, it's going to be interesting because I'm not sure. They're having to mix the crazy stuff that they're artificially put on us with some of the real changes of the earth, so to speak, that may put us into dire emergencies. So between the false stuff that they're applying and the real stuff that's coming down from nature, I don't know if they know what to do. But what's really spooky that I have not investigated very much is the multitude of gigantic underground facilities that the bad guys have spent our money on,
yes,
preparing for themselves to have a place to jump and hide when the stuff hits the fan. And so, I don't know, it's putting them into a little trick bag, blown up and flown apart above ground.
All right, well, the first thing we're going to cover then is weather modification and deep underground bases, which they admit they've built, but again, that's secret. The details are secret. Unbelievable amounts of money there. What else are we going to cover next week?
Well, we can talk about, of course, I'll tell you something. That is some brand new things that nobody's ever even, I've not even talked much about, is the bombs, the Oklahoma. You know, we have the anniversary coming up in a couple of weeks on the Oklahoma bombing, and I have connections that I will talk about for the first time on your show relative to what I've discovered on that. It's really, it really freaked me out, and it's very real about who was involved with some of that, the rest of the bombs.
Oh, you better say real quick and get the tells next week. We don't want you to die in a skiing accident. Just real fast, who?
Oh, and Gary Best, the arms dealer that was in my company, I found out, had moved temporarily 1.5 miles away from the bomb site and had previously supplied electronic detonators for C4 plastics for the Contras. And he was in Oklahoma with a covert operation.
Well, we know the head of anti-terrorism was there and got caught lying about it.
Yeah, well, and of course they did retrieve a couple of bombs that did not go off.
Yeah, that was on the news.
And they disappeared. Yeah, we have that all on video, of course. Well, we can talk about that, and or we can talk about some of the weapons that people just would not believe that we utilized and tested down in Panama when we invaded the Panama. We did the Panama invasion.
Super weapons.
Right. Well, laser weapons that melted humans. And we have some of that, unfortunately, on video, which is pretty disgusting.
Yeah, I've seen that in the Panama deception. Wow. Okay, we're going to cover it all next Thursday. I'm going to call you in about 10 minutes to double-check. You haven't been able to see your schedule yet. But next Wednesday, next Thursday, Bob Fletcher, full hour to get into all the other stuff. Amazing. Bob, thank you so much for spending time with us.
God bless you. Take care.
I'll say bye to you right now. Bob Fletcher, Investigations.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Lindsey Williams, then I'm going to air part of our exclusive interview with Sheriff Joe Arpaio with our reporters Patrick Henningsen and Rob Jacobson. They both went there and interviewed Arpaio. I didn't want to talk about it until they'd gotten back with the footage. And there's a bunch of it. They had a long, hour-long meeting with the chief investigator, Zolo. He's been up all night. He got back last night, late last night, and Jacobson hasn't slept. And it's done now, so that's coming up. Strangely enough, Lindsay, who lives out there, was the one that told us about some of this info and to go out there, but he can't even get into it himself because he's sworn to secrecy. Arpaio's pretty freaked out. I mean, they really believe that the birth certificate's all fake, which of course it is, and everything else. And you can watch the video of the police and the press conferences. They're all pretty scared, and they should be. In fact, I can now say it because it's on record, because one of their chief investigators, a private investigators they've got, Dr. Jerome Corsi, that he's been told by Arpaio get security, and Arpaio has more security. And that's breaking news. That broke like a week ago, and nobody picked it up here on the show. But we should do an article about it, that Arpaio has increased security because of from the White House. So we've got that coming up. Now, Lindsey Williams, One of his oil company exec sources died about a year ago, Ken Fromm, a little more than a year ago. He's got the other source. I know the source's name. Lindsay said here about 6 months ago, he said, now it's going to start going up. And then now we have the headlines of $200 a barrel oil. The national average, AAA says, is $390, some areas over $450. It's all starting. Dollar devaluation. Now they're finally talking about QE3. A little bit later than some people thought. Lindsay said, no, it's not going to be till the end of 2012. And, of course, much of what Lindsay said over time has turned out to be frighteningly accurate. So no need to thank us or anything, Lindsay. Just out of the gates, give us those bullet points. We didn't even get to them all Sunday. We've got limited time. You're gracious to join us. Give us the data dump up front, the latest info that Mr. X has given you.
There is not going to be a financial collapse in April, May, or June. You did hear correctly. There is going to be one. There positively will be a financial collapse. It is already planned. There were many people who made fortunes during 1929 through 33 during the Great Depression because they knew what was going to happen. If you will listen to my elitist friend, you can spare yourself major heartache. Now, you have time. This is a window of opportunity. Take advantage of it right now. When will the financial collapse take place? I am going to tell you today, right here on the Alex Jones Show. Also, my elitist friend has told me why Mr. Obama may not be reelected. You heard me correctly. I said he may not. I didn't say he wasn't going to be. I said he may not, and it's all because of the Keystone Pipeline, and there's so much more involved in that than you ever could have imagined. You are going to be amazed. Back in 1966, I bought gasoline for 35 cents a gallon. At the same time, that same year, I could go into a bank and place a $1 bill on the counter and get a silver dollar, 1 ounce of silver. 1979, for the first time, gasoline in September of that year went to $1 a gallon, and we thought the world was coming apart. In 2004, in May of that year, it went to $2 a gallon. 2005 went to $3. 2008, it went to $4. In the past 2 weeks, you've seen it go up 19 cents. It is going to $7 and $8. Mark my words, you may as well prepare and get ready for it. There are things taking place amongst the elite right now that are so startling. If you will take time to do something about it, you can prepare and spare yourself major heartache. Now, Alex, I've got to say congratulations on what you did with Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And I thank you for that you allowed me to give it to one of your producers here a while back that you should contact him immediately.
Well, sure. He didn't get into everything. He didn't get into all of it, but he covered a lot. It's coming up. We have even more of the chief investigator that we're going to get on the nightly news as soon as we can. We've got like hours of stuff. But let me tell you, I already found what their investigation found, and I just went and looked at it. I mean, I said, okay, here it is. Let's go look at it. And I know fake typewriter fonts on computers. Every typewriter strike is original, like a fingerprint or a snowflake, because of how hard you hit the key and what's going on with the ribbon. It's all fake typewriter. The C's are the same. The B's are the same. It's all the same. It's a fake computer typewriter font. It's 100% just on that. Everything else is fake. The Selective Service is fake. The Social Security number is somebody else's. The State Department said his dad wasn't his dad and kicked him out of the U.S. No kidding, looks nothing like him. His real name is Barry Sotero. They admit that. 3 years ago, we were kooks to talk about it. On and on and on, it's all fake. And Arpaio is, we're going to get to the interview, but let's start getting into, I mean, did he tell you specifically when the planned collapse is going to take place?
All right, we'll go to the collapse first. Now, you positively are going to see one. About a year ago, I was put in touch with a gentleman. Please write his name down. Folks, I beg of you, everyone out there listening audience today, please get a pencil and piece of paper right now and write down some of the facts that my elitist friend have told me. Keep in mind, these people are now in their 70s and 80s. They are concerned about their children. One of them has talked with me on a regular basis for the past few days. He's concerned about his wife. And when you get to the place you're facing the graveyard, sometimes you say things you won't say otherwise. I lived with these people for 3 years, have kept in touch with them over the years, and as a result, I can honestly say there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. What about the financial collapse? Yes, it is going to take place. I was put in touch about a year ago with a gentleman by the name of Tom Fowler. Please go and look him up. You can talk with him personally if you wish. He just completed a D&D series with me in which he tells his entire story on Wall Street and the corruption that he saw there. And I said, Tom, would you be willing to tell your story? And he said, yes. Well, I did mine also. And he said, and was told, and so also I was told, it's perfectly together. When will the collapse take place? It is not going to take place during April, May, and June for a reason. The elite are intentionally creating massive debt in every nation, every city, every county, every state, all over the world. They have not created all of the debt that they want to create yet. They're creating it for the purpose of when they finally do decide to let the collapse take place, they will have no chance. Let's take, for instance, Greece. Whenever Greece, they bought their bonds. Who in the world, in their right mind, would buy any Greek paper? They know good and well it's bankrupt. There's no way that they're going to make their money back. But that's what it's all about. The elite had bought the Greek bonds and the Greek paper. But when Greece fell, the whole financial system did not collapse. And many people were saying it was going to, and I said, no, it's not going to. Well, whenever they do allow it to collapse, they can merely step in and say, Greece, you have no choice. We own your paper. We own you. We have bought your bonds. Now, you have no choice but to accept our new currency. After all, your currency has already collapsed. But folks, that's not only Greece. Do you realize that's going to happen in America? When we get up to $15, $18, $20 trillion worth of debt and the American dollar has collapsed. Oh, by the way, please put it down if you haven't before. The dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. I did not say it was going to be non-existent. It will still be there. Listen to the words carefully of the elite. The dollar will be dead by the end of 2012, and whenever they do allow the collapse to take place, they can step in and say, America, forget about your Constitution. Your children are crying. You're going hungry. Your dollar is so worthless that you take a wheelbarrow load of dollars to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread.
You're saying that by December it's going to be no longer the world reserve currency. How long will it take then, if your source is right, for people to really get desperate?
Get desperate shortly, and let me prove to you why. Please. Now, I'm glad you have those pencils and paper by now. China and Japan, 2 months ago, signed the largest trade agreement that's ever been signed on the face of the earth in history, and they said we'll sell and trade amongst ourselves. America is the number one economy in the world. China is number two. Japan is number three. And they said we will not use the American dollar, the petrodollar, the reserve currency of the world for this trade agreement. We will use other currencies. The dollar at that point, for all practical purposes, the nail was driven into the coffin of the dollar 2 months ago, and the average person didn't know it. Now watch the other two times, and you will see the progression. And toward the end of 2012, the elite have it all planned. Iran and India, as you know, the United States of America placed sanctions on Iran. Then the European Union placed sanctions on Iran and said you cannot buy any Iranian oil as of June the 1st. Then the United Nations came along. Do you realize that when we place sanctions on Iran, the United States of America, that we basically said you cannot use the petrodollar for the sale of your oil anymore? Yet Iran is the third largest supplier of oil in the world. Number one is Russia. Number two is Saudi Arabia. Number three is Iran. Do you realize what this does to Iran? Oh, India stepped up and said, Iran, no problem. You can't use a petrodollar anymore. But we will buy that million barrels of oil that you're selling to the European Union every day. We will be more than happy to buy it. Our economy is growing. We need it. And, folks, please, you've got to catch this. And we will pay you in gold. Oh, my goodness.
Right, we'll get to that when we come back. We got a break. Lindsey Williams is our guest, and he has another DVD out with this economist. that he's talking about, and we'll also give you the number and website for that and give you the name of it. Also, I promised to get Lindsay on today and take some calls. Questions for Lindsay Williams, unscreened, bring them in, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Segment. People need to have their pens and paper ready, like you said, because I'm going to give them the name of the new documentary you put together, and it has all this laid out in it and more. But just briefly, because I want to go right to calls. What is your elitist friend telling you about precious metals and the type of currencies they're going to be used in the future?
he said, you must get into a certain type of currency immediately. Alex, also need to go back to the American dollar for a moment, and also, please, folks, the Keystone Pipeline is so much more important than the average person knows. I've got so much stated, I'll try to get it all in. You must immediately get into the proper type of currency. I hope you're hearing this. Now, there is going to be a financial collapse. I'll tell you when it's going to be, and I'll tell you exactly how you can know when it's going to be. But there were people, many people, made great fortunes in 1929. Not everybody stood in a soup line in 1933. And the people who prepared in advance knew that the great financial collapse of 1929, the Depression, was going to take place. They had no problems whatsoever surviving and made great fortunes in that period of time. You can also. And you'll remember that before Mr. Fromm died, we had that conversation. I related it. It's in the archives of your programs, Alex, that they said to me, the currency of the elite is gold and silver. Now, let me clarify. I do not sell gold and silver. Alex can tell you where to get it. You couldn't buy an ounce from me if you tried. I'm only telling you what they've told me in order to try to save you much heartache. He said to me, the currency of the elite is gold and silver. If you had listened to my elitist friend 3 years ago when I first told that on the Alex Jones Show, your money right now would be worth three times what it was at the time that my elitist friend said it to me. Instead, many of you invested in every other thing imaginable, and now you've lost it, whether it be the stock market, the 401Ks, the IRA, the dinars, I don't care what it is. You listen to the elite this time, please. You need to invest. And you ready? Please jot this down. You have those pencils and paper ready. Please invest in currency, gold and silver, minted by the United States Mint. Please hear this. You cannot go and invest in foreign coins. You need to invest in gold and silver minted by the United States Mint. Why? The state of Utah just passed a law the other day, and it's actually on the books now. Three states, I understand, have done this, saying that gold and silver minted by the United States Mint, legal tender, must be accepted at the grocery store, the hardware store, and the drug store.
Yeah, a bunch of states are doing that, and I know they say stuff pre-1933 that's U.S. is non-confiscatable, but, I mean, if they pass a law like that again, I'm not turning in a little bit of gold and silver I've got. I mean, they're a bunch of crooks. I know my great-granddaddy, actually my great-grandfather, my grandfather's father owned a car dealership in Dallas. Was the first Chevy dealership up there. He didn't turn his gold in. He laughed at all the people that did. But I mean, your elitist friend is actually implying they're going to confiscate gold?
He did not say that. He said, just in case. Now, keep in mind, the elite don't always get what they want. In fact, Mr. Obama just double-crossed the elite the other day when he canceled out.
Yeah, briefly, tell folks about the Keystone.
Well, first of all, get into pre-1933 gold and get into silver of any date. According to federal law, they cannot confiscate 1 ounce gold, which you call silver dollars, minted by the United States Mint, of any date, 2012, 2011, all the way back on silver. But gold, anything prior to pre-1933, cannot be confiscated. Get into it. You need to get into the currency immediately that the elite have. They bought it by the ton. Secondly, Keystone Pipeline. This was so significant, you can't imagine. Now, think. Keep your, come on, get your thinking cap on a moment. Mr. Obama said, I am going to announce on a certain date as to what the United States of America will do in relation to the Keystone Pipeline. He did not announce it that day. This is more significant than you can imagine. Please, watch it. And then 2 weeks later, he announced what he was going to do about the Keystone Pipeline, and he said, it's not to the advantage of Americans to do. Oh, what a flowery speech he gave. Why did he say this? I went to my elitist friend. I was amazed. I mean, he was livid. You're talking about mad? I've never heard him so mad in my life. Now, this man's in his 70s. He's the one that gives me information so much after Mr. Fromm died. And he said, I won't give you his exact words. I said, why did he cancel out on the Keystone Pipeline? I'm going to give you his exact words. He said, I hope you'll write them down. He is a Muslim. Oh, my goodness. That said more than you can imagine. I said, what do you mean he's a Muslim? Mr. Obama double-crossed the elite. They are livid at him right now. They may not allow him to get reelected. He canceled out on the Keystone Pipeline in favor of his Muslim Brotherhood brethren. You saw him. You saw the pictures. He went to Saudi Arabia.
So that's what the former oil company head is telling you. All right, we're coming right.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I would stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Oh, baby. And then it fell apart. Doug, listening on channel 166 XM. Tony, I guess listening on the internet in Costa Rica. Alan, Tim, Marty, we'll get to at least those five calls. And then I'm going to air part of the Sheriff Arpaio interview. We've got his investigator. We got hours of this stuff. But that's coming up, too, at the very end of the transmission. We'll have more on the nightly news tonight and more tomorrow. There's just so much here. This is all crazy. David Icke, who got lost in transit to Hawaii, he is on tonight for an extended interview, nightly news, always informative. Going back just briefly here, Lindsay has put together with this latest information a new DVD presentation, film slash talk, with the gentleman he was talking about. Very powerful info, Secrets of the Elite. prophecyclub.com or 888-799-6111, 888-799-6111 if you want to see it all congruently put together without me interrupting in the ads and the rest of it. Let's go ahead here, Lindsay, and go to some phone calls, and then we'll get your brief comment on the Arpaio thing before we go to that, because I know you got the inside baseball as usual. Let's go ahead and talk to Doug in California. No. Yeah, let's go to Doug first, the listening on channel 166 XM, and then Tommy. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Alex. Nice talking to you again here from Santa Cruz. I called you July 5th about the weaponization of water. I'm really glad you have an old-school person like your guest on there, because he remembers in 1981 when Bank of America was paying 22% interest. And anyway, what I'd like his reaction to is what's been going on with the NDAA. I'm actually running for a political office here, and I've incorporated your material that I've learned on your program to ask that our local law enforcement here proactively look at this and say they're not going to enforce this unconstitutional law and nullity.
Well, there are a bunch of states moving to block it. Virginia's passed a law saying police don't put bags over citizens' heads and help the feds take them away, and if you see the feds doing it, arrest them. So there's like eight states now passing laws or that have passed them. Great questions. Thank you for the call. Lindsay Williams, NDAA, martial law provisions, executive orders, power grabs. Did your former oil company head exec give you any intel on that?
Mr. Fromm did before he ever passed away. In fact, I'll never forget the day that the health care bill was supposed to have been put before Congress. And prior to that, he knew everything that was in it. And he said to me one day when we were talking about it, I said, I understand there's going to be a health care provision before Congress. He said, Chaplain, that is not a health care bill. I said, Ken, what are you talking about? He said, that is not a health care bill. He said, that is total control. He said, that the Patriot Act, along with the health care bill, brings about total control to the American people. It was hatched up by them. No congressman ever read it. The president himself did not read it before he signed it. And it was put before Congress by the elite. And the story of the inside workings of how they got votes on that, you are going to be dumbfounded when you hear the person who appeared with me on this DVD in Secrets of the Elite tell the story.
Wow. Yeah, it is a takeover of the infrastructure. Thank you so much, caller there from Santa Cruz. We got two affiliates in Santa Cruz. You listen to us like that as well. Let's talk to Tommy in Costa Rica. You're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hello, Alex. Lindsay, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, Tommy.
Good. Listen, Lindsay, put your thinking cap on about 1974. You walked into a bar with Mr. Fromm and Mr. L in Anchorage, Alaska, the Anchorage International Inn, where I was a bartender part-time while in the service. I said hello to you, and Mr. Fromm, I think, introduced you as the teetotaler. But beyond that, I'd met Ken or talked to Ken a couple times after that incident. And Ken drew me aside one time and told me, he knew I was in the service, and he said, never mind the standing armies. Beware of the bankers. And it stuck in my mind for the longest time. I had people from Galcon.
That's a good quote. I mean, we've got the Rothschild quote about, I don't care who runs the government as long as I control the money. Don't worry about standing armies. It's the bankers. Wow, go ahead.
Exactly. And I never forgot that. And Alex, I was going to call you earlier on this because Lindsay, I thought I'd call you today. Also, some people came in. I thought they were working on the pipeline. This relates to Fletcher about what are you guys doing? I said, what are you guys doing up here? Working on the pipeline? No, we're working. We're in Galkina. We're working on a way to control the weather. And this is back in 1974.
Well, that's where they do it, up there in Alaska. Do you remember walking into that bar with Mr. L and Mr. Fromm there, Lindsay?
I am so glad that you called from Costa Rica. I want to thank you. You know, for so many years, people said, Lindsay Williams is nothing in the world but just a phony. He really didn't know all these people. And now, of course, when Mr. Fromm passed away, now even Alex and others know. I'm glad that you did not mention the name of the second gentleman. He's still alive. He's in his 70s. You and I know who he is. This gentleman is exactly right. I remember walking into the bar. You know, ministers can walk into bars. They just don't have to drink the alcohol. I walked in that day, and we had a great time. And I remember it well. Thank you, thank you, thank you for adding credibility to the fact that I've been telling the truth all these years.
Absolutely. And I met you at the Captain Cook Athletic Club briefly, shook your hand. I was one of the muscle idiots down there in the basement. But that's another long story. Anyway, my question, Alex and Lindsay, I listened to your show on Sunday, and we're talking about Obama being elected and how he got his money, and we're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, how did the elite let that get by them? Do you follow what I'm telling you? They have such control.
Well, but you heard Fletcher. There's all this constant backstabbing going on.
Yeah, that's true. I know that, Alex. But I'm just saying, how did the elite, I mean, they've elected every president since Kennedy.
Yeah, they were going to double-cross the Arabs, and that's what they were going to do, was break that deal, and it sounds like Obama is not doing that. I appreciate your call. It's a great question. Lindsay, that's a good question.
Okay, first of all, there was Egypt, and after Mubarak was deposed in Egypt, I went to my latest friend, who this gentleman is referring to right here on the air, and I said, what in the world is going on? He told me everything that the elite were going to do for the next few years, how that they would go right into Libya. Gaddafi set them back. Oh, please, listen to the dates here. Gaddafi set the elite back 2 to 3 months because he wouldn't give in as quick as they thought he was going to. Then they came around to Syria right now, and Assad. Assad has set them back another 3 to 4 months. You see, the elite are only human. They think they're God, but they're only human beings, and they're not getting what they want. As a result, they were set back some here. And they told me the entire story, which, Alex, you'll remember. 1 year ago, approximately, I produced the series, The Middle East, the rest of the story, and told every bit of it because it's...
Yeah, but you said before that they were going to bring down... Sure. You said before that they were going to bring down the Middle East, though. Lindsay, we got to jump to another caller. Thank you, a caller from Costa Rica. Marty in Wisconsin, quick question for our guest. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I live in a small city in Wisconsin, and I'm looking to purchase a rural property. Would I be better, and this is a question for both of you guys, would I be better off waiting until, you know, after December, or would I be better off doing this now?
Well, I don't want to give you financial advice because everybody's case is different. And then even if it's good advice, something changes, then it's bad advice. I just think, you know, you should pray about it and do your own research and make your own decision. Lindsay?
Yes, on my new DVD series, Secrets of the Elite, I said to Tom Fowler, I said, Tom, are you willing for people to actually call you personally? You will find his phone number. He's one of the most knowledgeable Wall Street insiders you'll ever find. If you want to talk to a man who knows it and has the license to be able to advise you, I'd suggest that you give him a call.
Yeah, and again, make your own decision and keep your own counsel as well. Again, it's a complex issue. Anything else, Marty?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's jam in Tim in Michigan. You're on the air with Lindsay Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How have you been?
Been doing okay, brother.
It's your old friend Bubba from the Google Bomb.
That's right. You're the listener who had the idea for the Google Bomb that worked like a charm for about a year, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm glad I was able to be an influence, and I also was able to get the fluoride on my first try with a 6-minute speech.
You took action. You had a big victory. You sent us the local news article. You have a question for Lindsay, my friend?
Yes, I do. Actually, I have two things. I've been making small investments in silver, silver rounds, and when I can't afford it or when I can find them, I have been picking up on some British sovereigns. Although I'm on Social Security, it does.
Wait, specifically, we're almost out of time. What's your question specifically?
Okay, specifically, I have for Lindsay. I have a question about a theory that I have about when Kennedy tried to reinvoke the...
he tried to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Let me ask that question. Thank you, sir. We just got to go in the interest of time. His point about Kennedy being killed for trying to reissue U.S. money?
Yes. Don't buy anything but American gold and silver when you buy. To get into the Kennedy story, take an entire program, Alex.
All right, Lindsay, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've only got about a minute until we've got to go to this tape if we're going to have time. What's your comment on Sheriff Arpaio? I know you live out there in Phoenix.
Sheriff Arpaio, what he has told you, I'm so glad you I want to say congratulations. He knows a whole lot more than just the birth certificate issue. I can't go any further on the air. I'd like to talk with you off the air about it. Folks, when this financial collapse is going to take place, watch derivatives. You'll find it all in our new series, Secrets of the Elite. And thank you, Alex, for allowing me the privilege.
All right. Thank you so much, Lindsay. God bless. Good to hear from you. This is our little interview with Arpaio. It's about 8 minutes long. We'll play part of it now. Go to break and play the rest when we come back. Then we have their head investigator in a longer interview. And he brought up the fact that in 50 years, this is the worst censorship he's ever seen of what he's actually found and put out. And he also got into the fact, this is breaking, that regardless of what the legislature does with their bill to demand the original real birth certificate with proof, they're going to go ahead with their investigation. So his investigation is going to continue regardless of what the state does there and more. Here is that interview that Patrick Henningsen and Rob Jacobson conducted yesterday at the sheriff's office in Maricopa County, Arizona. Here it is, Infowars.com exclusive.
What's the significance of this bill today, this legislation that's been introduced this week?
Well, I think it's important. It's only common sense. Using a law to pursue to make sure the person that is running is who that person is. I don't think it's asking too much. I believe that our investigation probably substantiates the need for this. When you look at the evidence that we have accrued in the last 6 months with our cold case posse, anybody with common sense looking at those two documents that we feel are forged would say, wait a minute, you know, we better get another system going and make sure this doesn't happen again. So it's only common sense, but there's a lot of politics involved. People don't want to even talk about it. You can see there's not many people that showed up here. Everybody wants to ignore this subject. Most of the questions in that press conference on March 1 wasn't about the evidence. They didn't want to talk about that. It's all this has been already done. And, oh, this is old stuff. Why don't they talk about the evidence? Nobody's talking about the evidence, which is very interesting. And there seems to be a national blackout on this. I mean, you know, whatever I do, I make national news. When I put people in pink underwear, or boy, I always make national news. But this one, they don't want to talk to me. Sure.
How's your response been from your constituents in general about those who know about this effort?
Well, quite frankly, I didn't know how it would work, whether they would be against me, since everybody else seems to avoid the issue. But it hasn't been as bad as I thought. I don't get many negatives other than these Mickey Mouse threats and garbage through blogs. But the people that I meet, and I meet every day, I'm giving speeches. Hundreds of people a day come up for my picture and so on. But they never say anything bad about what I'm doing on the Obama thing. In fact, a lot of them like what I'm doing. So politically, it hasn't hurt me, but it doesn't matter because I would have done it anyway. But I'm a little surprised at the support on this issue, those that are willing to talk about it. Now, the majority of politicians don't even want to talk about it, Republicans and Democrats. It's like the plague to talk about this. I've never seen anything like this, and I've been a top federal law enforcement official for years and years, and I knew about the Watergate, and I've been through it all. But I never seen this situation
What is that?
Censored.
Has Arizona got a higher standard of vetting? Is it, that's what's really being shown here. Is Arizona's
that's what we'd like.
They've stepped up to that's as what an they example want. To the other
yeah,
states.
That's what they want. And I think that what I came up with probably is really reiterates the need for this. It just happens to be in Arizona. And the Tea Party came to me and asked me to look into it. And I gave it to my volunteer posse made up of ex-cops and attorneys at no cost to the taxpayers. And they report to me. I have 3,000 posses. I happen to have a cold case posse. And I told them to look into it. I mean, what's the big deal? And when they did, they did a good job in coming up with a lot of evidence. So what should I do? Dump it in a wastebasket and forget it? It's incumbent on me when I find suspicious activity. If I can't handle it, give it to other authorities that can, if they will, and not drop it. So I'm not dropping this. I'm going to keep moving forward.
All right, let me stop you right there. We're going to come back and play the rest of this. But here's the issue. We have inside sources inside the Sheriff's Department that have confirmed that Arpaio is fearing for his life from Obama, and that Arpaio has a lot more information than he's even released. The fact that there's probable cause and the birth certificate is clearly fake. No kidding. It's a fake typewriter computer font, because with a real typewriter, every strike is original, even of the same letter, because it splats. You hit the button with different force. It hits the ribbon. All that's one issue. Arpaio has even more. And we can confirm what our other source inside the department said, because we have Jerome Corsi, who's been told by the Sheriff's Department that they've gotten more security because they're worried about the White House coming after them, you name it. And so this is big news. We're going to come back with the rest of the interview straight ahead. Stay with us.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. E-Foods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack
FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
All right, now, tomorrow, either on the radio or on the nightly news, we've got 30 minutes with Zolo, the chief investigator, with new forensic info. That's the real meat of this interview. And then we've also got Jerome Corsi there. But we'll air part of it on the radio tomorrow, but undoubtedly all of it, unedited, just the whole thing, we're going to put it up on the nightly news. David Icke tonight, 7 o'clock. Let's go to the rest of this piece with Arpaio there in Phoenix.
And not dropping. So I'm not dropping this. I'm going to keep moving forward.
How good is this team you've assembled, in your opinion?
Well, they're ex-cops. Mike has done a great job on this, living this for 24 hours a day. And just as good if he was full-time. But he's an ex-cop. He just doesn't get paid. But he has the authority under me, under the Constitution. I can swear in. Private citizens called the posse, and they have the same coverage as a regular deputy. They just don't get paid. So isn't this great? So I can't get all the public to say you're wasting taxpayers' money. I decided to do this right off the bat because the media would be after me. Why are you wasting taxpayers' money? Although right now, at this point of time, I could use regular deputies. We're talking about two possible fraud and forgery cases.
If the legislation gets killed for whatever reason this week, are you still going to continue with your efforts? And what do you see? Where is it going next step, for instance, on a federal level or so forth?
Oh, we're not stopping. Whether it's passed or not passed, we're going to continue doing our job. This would just help us a little. Actually, this was passed last year. The governor vetoed this. So I don't understand, and they made it a little milder this time around, so I don't understand why it can't be passed again. But nobody wants to talk about it, probably because I stuck my nose in it, and I'm kind of coming up with evidence that there's something wrong. You'd think that would make everybody want to do something about it. But everybody wants, don't talk about it. Democrats, Republicans, you name it. So what is this, a political year? That everybody's afraid to talk about it, or they don't want nothing done about it. They don't want to face this issue. That's sad.
You think America asks a lot of the countries around the world to uphold a certain standard of democracy and transparency in their affairs. How important is it for us to have that level of transparency and accountability and integrity here at home? Is that what this represents?
I think it's very important. Now, I'm just looking at it as a law enforcement guy. I'm looking at two crimes. I'm not accusing the president of violating any law. What we're looking at is two possible forged government documents. If it was you or anybody else, everybody would be saying, how come you're not arresting this guy? How come you're not doing it? Just because it's the president? It's nobody wants to touch it? That's sad. So, as I say, we're not accusing the president, but we sure know somebody's responsible for that selected service form and for the birth certificate that he went public and showed. What confuses me is the amateur type of operations they were performing. When you look at the birth certificate, that's sort of amateur. And yet everybody says that that's a legitimate birth certificate. Well, I'll tell you how to solve this. On day one, when I launch this operation, all I said, show me the microfiche. Mm-hmm. Show the microfiche, and it's all over.
Yeah.
Where's the microfiche in the hospital? Come on. We got two twins born at the same time. So just show us the microfiche. Another thing that's suspicious, as I have, sometimes I have a conspiracy theory, is the fact we went to the archives in Washington and looked at all the immigration forms up to August 1961, and then August 7th, but there's a whole week missing when he was born. Now, is that another coincidence? I can go on and on and on, and yet nobody wants to talk about it.
Well, Chair Pryor, thank you very much.
Pretty powerful. And the Kenyan records are missing, too. Stolen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.